injury is Brian Hernandez, who has an ankle sprain. OJ didn't play tonight. His hamstring wasn't quite right. He went out and tried pregame warm-ups, and it didn't work. So we sat him down. Again, I think for Pat and I both, it was a good time to get our young players in, and where we were able to play our veterans a little bit more last week. He played them a little bit more this week, but still, we both got a good look at our young guys, and I thought that was important. There were some good things. Along the way, and there's some things we need to work on, but we'll continue to do that. I was pleased though with the performance and the veteran players sticking with the young guys when they were in and kind of respecting their time. I think is also very important.
You had tempered Nick Foles' performance in the first two games because he hadn't played against ones. After some work against ones, what did you think of tonight?
Yeah, listen, I thought he did a nice job. He managed the game well. He had a couple of nice throws there. There were a couple that I think he'd like to have back, but those were young guy mistakes, and he worked through it. He came back. He kept firing. So you're looking at that as a coach. Does he get gun shy, or does he continue to fire He did it. He stayed aggressive and did a pretty nice job, I thought.
His mobility, he stands in there. He can get away from guys who are blitzing him like he did on that touchdown. Was that?
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid, and then he's got enough athletic. But remember, he was a great high school basketball player, highly recruited high school basketball player. So he's got good feet and good enough mobility.
On the interception, what was the initial call?
Well, it was to Jason on a slant route or to the tight end. And then he got pushed out of the pocket and he got a little greedy there. So you got to be careful with that single safety flying out of the middle. It's a good learning experience for him.
And a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, Trent Edwards kind of looked lost. He said he felt lost at Lehigh when we first started out. Played very efficiently in a couple of games he's played. What can you say about how far he's come?
I thought he played well too. So I thought he managed the game well. He made some nice throws. He was on time. He got knocked down a couple times. Got back up. He's done well for himself. In my eyes, he played a good game tonight.
Do you think Kafka's going to be able to make it to that Jets game and play?
He threw today with Michael back home, and Michael was able to throw the ball a little bit today, which was a positive. And Mike Kafka he said he felt pretty good, and his hand felt pretty good. But we'll have Rick check him out tomorrow and see where he's at.
How much do expectations still need to be tempered when it comes to Nick? Just for the fact that it is still the preseason and not seeing what you necessarily see in the regular season.
Well, you take what you can see and you evaluate that. And it looks like in the blitz game, Dick threw a few blitzes at us, and it looked like he handled those well. He knew where the action was coming from. He knew where to go with the ball. So for what he's been thrown at, or what's been thrown at him, he's handled well. And that other part's the unknown if he has to play in the regular season.
And if you look at the defense, how far has it come from Steelers game to now?
Well, they, with the exception of a couple of plays, I thought the ones did a pretty good job. They're playing fast right now and aggressive, there were a couple of mistakes, but the mistakes were fast and furious, and that's what you want. And so we'll work on that and get those cleared up. But I thought the guys, the corners were aggressive. Even when the one they caught on Nahmad, he was right up there banging it, and it was a perfect throw and good catch and all that. But 9 out of 10 of those, Nahmad's going to have glove. And after that, really, it was, they played pretty good for the most part.
Go ahead, Jim.
Vic said on Thursday that he was 80% through a quarter, that he was trying to get back for the opener. Did anything change, or is he still definitely?
Well, you know what? I think he feels better to where he could throw today. So I think that's a plus. I'll talk to him tomorrow, and we'll see how he's doing. But you know, if he can get in, we have flight night coming up on Sunday, which should be a real nice event for the fans. And we're going to, you know, do a little razzle-dazzle, but it's going to be a 10-10-10 type practice. Everybody will be able to see that, and we'll throw a little razzle-dazzle in there. So he'll get some, you know, get an opportunity to maybe throw the ball around a little bit. And that's,
he's still no doubt for the other.
I don't think so. I think he's going to be fine for the first game, yeah.
And Ryan,
Maris Johnson, you know, wasn't the best, greatest game against New England. He comes back pretty strong tonight. Is that
Hey, you know what? He had a couple of nice grabs. You know, it's too bad. I thought he had his feet down possibly on that touchdown there, but he didn't quite get that second one down. But he, you know, I thought he made some nice plays. He returned the ball well. He's got to keep looking the ball all the way in. He kind of bobbled the first punt and make sure he looks that thing all the way into the catch there in the tuck. So, but he's an exciting little guy.
Did you see kind of a rapport with Foles? I mean, they started off by then, reserve teams, their teams, and have worked their way up.
Yeah, well, he does look for him. I mean, those were man situations, so he wasn't necessarily the primary on those throws, but he seemed to find him there.
You had Bell go in on the second series after Dunlap started.
Yeah, we rotated. Well, we rotated him there. I would probably tell you King's a little bit ahead, you know, but Bell's doing a good job. He's getting everything together, and I'm glad we have him.
Are they meeting behind Chaz Henry Kleinfurt?
The other guy started the week before, so now we start him. So that we're just rotating him back and forth.
Did you get a sense of how Dennis Kelly did going up against Wongs for the first time?
Yeah, you know, listen, I thought he did some good things. You know, I think he beat on one pass rush kind of late, one of the run plays. I think JP got him on one. But I thought for the most part, I thought he held his own. I thought he did a respectable job in there.
And Ryan Rule had those two early penalties. Seemed to have kind of not done much in camp. I mean, last year he played very well as a rookie. Is he, in your mind, taking a step back at all, or is he just getting pushed?
Well, you know, initially he was in competition with Chaney for that job, and then, you know, Chaney got some good snaps in today, and then I didn't want him to re-injure that thing, and it was getting tight on him, so I took him out. But, I still think there's a competition there. Yeah.
How do you characterize your quarterback situation? Four guys, getting production from everyone?
Well, listen, I think all four can play. That's what's comforting. And, it's going to be a tough decision. So we'll most likely we'll keep three. I mean, that's what we'll do. And somebody's going to get a real good quarterback. We'll cross that bridge when we need to.
Whoever doesn't make it here will get the job somewhere else?
Well, I think they should, yeah. I think they should.
And you have any defensive line as much depth as this line? Is it possible? I mean, there's a lot of guys that seem to be contributing every week. Possibly to keep that name.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel about that. I mean, if I can keep them all, I will. As many as you can keep. I think that's an important position, so put a lot of responsibility on them. We'll have to see, but we'll just have to see how the numbers turn out. But I don't like giving up good defensive linemen. I don't like doing that.
When you talk about the quarterbacks, I mean, obviously we talk about four for three spots. Vic and Foles aren't going. Was you talking about Kafka and Trent Edwards for one spot? You got a veteran who's seen it all and been around versus a younger guy who's got upside. How do you kind of balance that? How do you make that decision?
Well, I want to make it as hard on Howie and I as possible, and that's what we tell the players. And at that position, that's going to be a decision that we've got to make. And whatever three the combination happens to be, I want it to be a tough decision.
Where does Brandon Graham fit into the defensive end rotation? Didn't look like he was working in with the ones today, but had a productive game.
Yeah, he got a lot of snaps in. Trying to budget a game like this with that D-line and rotations and all that, we knew they were going to get a lot of snaps. So he ended up getting a few, and that was that's the main thing we tried to do. But I think he did a respectable job. I'll look and see the tape on that. I wasn't concentrating right on him, but it looked like he played pretty well.
On the penalties, there was a problem on Monday. Were they better today?
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd hope. I mean, that was a whole lot of penalties, and you can't – it's hard to win football games with that many penalties. So I thought we were a little more disciplined. There were still some things. You know, we lined up in the neutral zone too many times on the defensive line. You know, you can't do that. I mean, you're giving away 5 yards there for 2 inches, and you don't need to – you don't need to do that. You kick yourself back, and, you know, you learn the center here pick the ball up, and then would set it back down, and you can't line up on the ball when the ball's in the up position there. So you got to be smarter than that and just kick yourself back a couple inches. When he sets the ball back down, you're not offsides.
You had a lot of different guys at the backup center. Steve Alves was backup today. Is he kind of the guy that has a little edge right now, or are you going to just pick guard and make him the center?
Yeah. Well, you saw Vanderbilt. He got some snaps, and then Dallas we know can play in there. I mean, he took a lot of snaps early, so we just trying to find the best mix of guys to work in those inside three. All three of those guys that we're talking about here can also play guard and center. So I'm not. You know, I know Dallas can do that. I mean, he had enough snaps.
As we've seen with Demetrius and Danny, it's tough to just pick up Howard's system off the bat, well, Jason did last year. I mean, how does Valos doing in that part of it, just as far as understanding what he's doing?
He's a real smart kid. Yeah, he's very intelligent. So he handles it well. Hard worker, tough kid, real tough kid. We're good?
John, in this room, guys. Meet us in the locker room.
All right, Grace up there from head coach Andy Reid. Obviously, everyone wants to know how did Nick Foles perform. Reid was very pleased with that. But some other good news on the quarterback front. Michael Vick might participate in Sunday's flight night event.
That was a complete surprise by Andy Reid. I did not expect that. So that's great. The weather should be good for Sunday night's flight night. The Eagles also have a practice at 11:30 Sunday morning. So, Chris, this is good news. So technically, they can have at least three.